right, so let's, switch gears now, and let's do a little bit of a history lesson. So, what we know about the grave is actually relatively recent. So, even as recent as, this is 1890 or so, so that's a little over 100 years ago. Really, I mean, our knowledge of the brain and its anatomy and its function was really very rudimentary. And this is just going to give you an idea. So there were two major players at the time who were researchers in Europe. One was Golgi. Has anybody heard of the Golgi stain? Anyone ever seen Golgi stain in male tissue? Yeah, so he was Italian, and he's the one who originated, who developed that stain. So there was Golgi in Italy, and there was Ramoni Cajal, who probably not a lot of people have heard that name. You have heard that name? Okay. Have you taken your biology before? So Ramoni Cajal actually is considered by most of us, most neuroscientists, as kind of the father of modern neuroscience. Most of his ideas have actually stood the test of time and have been proven to be correct. So at the time, there were back in the 1890s, 80s, there were two competing theories for basically the structure of the nervous system. There was the reticular theory. And in this case, or in this idea, which was Golgi's idea, there was cytoplasmic continuity between nerves that create a nerve net or reticulum where information can flow in any direction of the network. So basically, they thought of the brain as basically a set of tubes, and the tubes were completely connected together like a hydraulic system, and the water, which would be the information, could flow in any direction. You would have valves that could then, can siphon that flow in different directions. But they saw the nervous system as a continuous element. And this was in contrast to Cajal, and he called this contact theory, where it says nerve cells are isolated units that only interact at specific contact points, which are called valve points. And creating specific paths of flows of information. So, as we know now, Cajal's theory was correct, and the particular theory was incorrect. And so Cajal, at this time, was actually putting forth the idea of nerve cells as isolated units, which was correct, and these contact points as synapses, which was also correct, even purely from microscopic from using microscopy and stained tissue slides. Then let's look at the third principle. The axon terminal of one neuron makes a close contact with the dendrite or stoma of another neuron at specialized regions, which we call the synapse. Okay, so he called them contact or valve points. But now we know that these are synapses. So for example, here you can see a cell B, and you can see that here is an axon from cell B that's extending out in this direction. You can see here, you see a row of these cells here, labeled A, and you can see these contact points. You can see how this ramification here comes through and then wraps around and extends and wraps around each of the cell bodies here. So now we would know that these would be the forms of synaptic contact between cell B and cell A, in this case, on the cell body itself. Contact points or synapses are made either on the soma, the cell body of the neuron,